UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Our topic today is cardio-oncology, and here to tell us about this very specialized field is Dr. Carrie Lenneman. She's a cardiologist who specializes in cardio-oncology at UAB Medicine. So Dr. Lenneman, explain a little bit about cardio-oncology. What's the evolution of it? How long has it been around?
It has been around since probably 2008 is when some the formal sort of cardio-oncology meetings began to develop around the country. And it's a field that has grown because cancer patients are surviving longer and they are developing cardiac issues as they are becoming cancer survivors. We know that after recurrent malignancy, that cardiovascular disease is the second leading cause of death in cancer survivors.
So with chemotherapy, radiation therapy, that can put patients at risk for this variety of cardiovascular complications. How do you identify the needs of these cancer patients, and what are some of the late and long-term effects on the heart from cancer treatments?
So we will identify high-risk patients, patients that have cardiac risk factors going into their chemotherapy, and individuals that have underlying high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes are at higher risk for developing cardiac issues from their cancer treatment, both chemotherapy and radiation. And we work with our oncologists to identify these high-risk individuals, and we do know that some medical therapy, including beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and statins, can be cardioprotective for these patients undergoing chemotherapy and radiation. And so in certain individuals, we will start them on these medications to help prevent any kind of heart failure or cardiac problems during their chemotherapy treatment. We routinely will do cardiac screening prior to them starting treatment and then during their treatment course, looking at cardiac echoes, which will allow us to see their cardiac function and how their valves work. And we'll continue to follow that through their treatment course and even into survivorship.
So you're estimating their risk for cardiotoxicity before they even start some of their treatments?
Yes, we do. And there's a cardiotoxicity sort of risk assessment tool that we use to help sort of identify low, intermediate, and high-risk patients.
What types of care are involved in cardio-oncology? Does it require the management of several aspects of care? You've already mentioned with the oncologists, and you're a cardiologist, and I would imagine there's radiation oncologists involved. Speak about the improved coordination of care between you providers and how you're all involved together.
Yes, we think of cardio-oncology as sort of an integrated care model where we do actually integrate a patient's care with different disciplines. So exactly right. We work with a medical oncologist to better understand the best chemotherapy regimen that'll be optimal for this patient. We will talk to the radiation oncologist to figure out, is this patient going to need radiation and how do we plan cardiac monitoring incorporating their radiation exposure? And then, you know, again, we also talk with the pathologist to better understand how aggressive is this tumor and this cancer, and therefore, do we need to be more aggressive with the chemotherapy and take a little more risk of cardiac issues, knowing that we need to be aggressive for this cancer treatment. So it very much is a integrated discipline where we all will sort of discuss a patient's underlying cancer and then plan sort of the best optimal treatment for that cancer, as well as looking at their cardiac risk factors and how we need to mitigate any kind of potential cardiac damage with the treatment that they are going to receive.
Do you see down the line that there will be improved methods, Dr. Lenneman, developed by radiation oncologists to reduce the cardiac side effects of radiation therapy specifically?
We've already seen that in the last 10 to 15 years. I mean, there are newer technologies that are coming out that are minimizing the cardiotoxicity risk. They currently will use different techniques such as breath holds or using CT-guided therapy to sort of minimize the exposure to the heart during radiation therapy. So yes, there are ongoing techniques that are used, and then we continue to sort of advance that with newer techniques. And in some cases, there are actually ongoing interventional trials. We're looking at different medications that could be cardioprotective during radiation treatment as well.
And we're backing up for just a second, Doctor. Tell us a little bit about some of the risk factors for cancer therapeutic-related cardiac dysfunction. What are you looking for?
Well, we know, like I mentioned earlier, we know patients that have underlying risk factors, so high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, are risk factors for developing cardiac issues during cancer treatment. We also will factor in what kind of chemotherapy treatment a patient is going to receive, because certain chemotherapies put patients at different risk. We know some chemotherapies, such as a class of anthracyclines, put a patient at higher risk for heart failure, versus we know different agents like taxane agents may put a patient at higher risk for arrhythmias. So we can also help a patient understand early on, looking at what chemotherapies they may be treated with, what kind of cardiac symptoms to be looking out for during their treatment course.
Would that change or alter their treatment course depending on what you figure out?
Sometimes if a patient already has known cardiac issues such as a low ejection fraction, meaning that they've already sustained some heart muscle damage, in some cases we will have a multidisciplinary discussion with their oncologist, their radiation oncologist, and maybe even their surgical oncologist to say, this person probably is already too high of a risk to potentially expose them to a certain class of chemotherapy if they already have significant cardiac dysfunction or cardiac issues at the beginning before they're even treated.
Looking forward to the next 10 years in the field, what do you feel will be the most important areas of research? Give us a little blueprint for future research into your specialized field.
I definitely think we are making headway in learning on what kind of medical therapy can be cardioprotective for patients going through chemotherapy. So we're making headway to better understand which regimens will improve cardiac outcomes and hopefully prevent heart failure, heart arrhythmias, and coronary disease going forward for these patients. We're also trying to keep pace with the oncology world as new drug therapies are coming out, such as these new immune checkpoint inhibitors. We're learning more about the cardiac effects of these new drugs that are being more widely used in oncology. So I think we're also going to learn a lot more about checkpoint inhibitors and the cardiac issues that are associated with it, and hopefully how to better treat and how to identify which patients are going to have the potential cardiac issues related to checkpoint inhibitors.
You and I discussed a little bit off the air that you're one of the only known cardio-oncology clinics in the state of Alabama. So are you doing some treatments or research at UAB that other physicians may not be aware of, especially in your
field? Yes, we are developing cardio-oncology protocols here at UAB that help us better understand which patients are being treated with immune checkpoint inhibitors as well as anthracyclines that can cause cardiotoxicity, and how best can we identify which patients are at high risk. So we are doing research here at UAB that's going to help our cardio-oncology community in the future.
Wrap it up for us. In summary, Doctor, tell other physicians what you'd like them to know about the field of cardio-oncology, and if they're considering adding a clinic, what you would like them to know about the specialized field at UAB Medicine.
We'd like providers to know that cancer patients are surviving longer, and now they are at risk of developing cardiac complications as they go through their chemotherapy and are enter into survivorship. And we'd like providers to be aware of the possibilities of different consequences of their chemotherapy and radiation, and how that it's important to identify those problems early, and even potentially prophylactically in high-risk patients, they probably should be seen by a cardio-oncologist at the beginning so that we can help mitigate any cardiac issues from even occurring.
Thank you so much. What an interesting field that you're in and what an interesting topic. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. A community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-822-6478. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.